Welcome to the City Life Podcast. This podcast is here as a resource to journey together, connecting where you can, whenever you can, in your everyday. Enjoy listening, be encouraged to share, be inspired, and be blessed as you do so.
Hi guys, and welcome to the City Life Podcast. I am very pleased to be here with Susanna Woodman, finally. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, on half term, so yes, very good.
We're feeling a bit more relaxed. It's on half term, we're not at work, and yeah, that's nice. So, thank you for letting me come to your home and, having me here. I appreciate it. We're here to talk about the presence of God, as we're continuing our series on the presence of God. And I've been thinking about what we're going to talk about today. And actually, it sort of struck me that although I've known you most of my life, I don't super know you very well. So I was hoping that we could start, and we're going to talk about everything in the context of the presence of God. But I was hoping I could start by just asking you a few questions about you, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So my first question was, I don't know how you and Paul met, and I was a bit curious because, again, I've just known you guys forever, but yeah, how did you guys meet and, you know, fall in love?
Okay, well, yes, we met on about day three at Southampton Uni, and he and his good friend, and me and my good friend, did a few fun things together. He and his good friend, very chivalrous, picnics on the common, that kind of thing. And then, became good friends. And then, it kind of grew from there, really. Yeah. So, yes, it was the uni experience.
Yeah, uni experience. Yeah. And at that point, so were you both in CU, or had you both found churches to get plugged into?
Through CU, we were at quite different points. So Paul straight away joined City Life. I'd come from, or City Gate at the time, I'd come from a little village Anglican church, so was probably at a different point to Paul. I remember sitting in prayer meetings with my hands together, eyes closed, and Paul kind of standing up with his hands going, thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on, you know. So, but CU was a place where we very much both connected. We had a brilliant CU, some great experiences, and we both ended up on committee. And, so that was the place where we kind of...
Really That's quite connected. A transition time, isn't it, going from an Anglican, presumably you were used to liturgy and that sort of thing.
Yes. Well, his home church was Anglican as well. But I think he'd journeyed more into the charismatic, whereas I was a little bit in a different place. So, it was kind of time to... For me... particularly CU was a huge growing time, and just it was a really big CU at the time and just really exciting time. Exciting time.
And this may have been before you, but can you remember your first experience of God's presence, or I suppose feeling or being aware of the presence of God in your life?
A particular time, our village church had a new vicar from Oxford who brought in the gospel, and he gave me one of those little booklets, I think it's called Journey into Life, and I was reading about God's love, Romans 8, nothing will separate you from God's love. And that was as a real key point where I kind of really felt God's presence, God's touch. And kind of, that was the point when I kind of made a commitment, although I'd kind of been on a journey for quite a while. That would be, first time.
And I guess I wondered how that experience of the presence of God has sort of grown, because I know you're someone that loves sung worship, and you're someone that sort of hears God's voice in that sense, but like, tell us a bit about your journey in terms of like walking with God in his presence and the everydayness of that.
Wow, that's a big question. So
it is a big question.
So I would say that verse still is very powerful for me. The love of God for me is something that just touches me again and again. So from that point when I was about 14, I sort of was growing at a steady pace, had people within my church that kind of helped, you know, nurtured me and everything. But I think another key point was I had a year out and I really wanted to go and do something to serve God, and I was just very overwhelmed. There's so much you can do, isn't there? And a friend of mine had a link with the Scripture Union camp in Boston, near Boston, Martha's Vineyard. And I went out there cooking, and it was just so perfect. It was this beautiful kind of paradise island, and I was cooking the most lovely food in the kitchen, and it was a kind of discipleship group for teenagers, and I just would go in the evenings and just be like, you know, sucking up all this phenomenal learning and about God. And that was a real time of just experience God's presence on my own in a different place. There wasn't anyone else I knew out there, and just I remember God saying to me on the plane, you know, wherever you go, high in the heavens or low, you know, Psalm 139, I'm with you. And that was a very powerful time of kind of encountering God. And then from there I then went to Southampton Uni and joined the CU, and you know, it was tricky because things in my family were a little bit tricky in terms of me pursuing God in that way. So so for me to sort of have some experiences outside of my family encountering God in this kind of relational, powerful way was really significant. So.
Yeah, unusual, presumably. I guess what stands out to me from that whole story is actually, as a teenager, having those people in your church who were like adults in your church, presumably, who were like discipling you and bringing you up. And it just strike me that actually that's so key, isn't it? Because my kids are 10 and 11, but particularly one of them is getting to the age now where he probably is looking to other adults actually more than me and Andy to sort of find out who he is and what he believes, and actually ask us a question. He cannot wait to join the youth group. But like, actually, it just strikes me that when you're that age, like you said, you were about 14 when that guy came, when you're a teenager, having other adults who, like, it's such a big influence, isn't it? And so it's great to know that there have been people in your life, and I pray for my own children and our children at City Life, that there are people in their lives who disciple them and influence them in that same way. But yeah, really encouraging to hear about that. Love it. And I think, so the other thing that I pick up on is the fact that the things you said have been from Scripture, like when God's spoken to you and God's given you that assurance. But are you a person that God speaks through Scripture a lot?
Well, I find the truth of Scripture really powerful. And if I go to some kind of practical example, I tend to, at the start of every year of my teaching at Hope, ask God for a particular word for my year. And if I go to the year before last, I was asked to do a job that was a challenge and was hard. So we needed to get our moderation. So Key stage one, year two, where I teach, a lot of the assessments are done on teacher judgment. So this is moderated in the city. Not anymore, it's finished now, but last year was our last year. And you have to, for every child, prove your judgments. And it's a lot of work and very detailed. And I was very overwhelmed and a bit scared about this, and we really needed to pass this for our school. So God gave me a verse about, I will not let your foot slip. Because I
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, I just got every time I thought about it, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much detail, I'm going to miss something. And they could pick any child, so you had to have every child's work for all three subjects, you know. And I just held on to that. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm feeling, you know, I can't do this. This is too much. I'm going to fail. It's too scary, you know. Mm. And he was just so faithful in that. We passed every judgment really well and got a lot of affirmation from the leader of the education in the city. And so for me, the God's truth and just holding on to his promises through that, I find is like a real rock for me. Yeah. So I read a lot of, I find Joseph Prince devotionals really encouraging. Yeah. So they just, and they're bite-sized, because for me in the morning when you're trying to go for work, I find trying to read a huge long passage just really hard. And they're bite-sized and really encouraging, full of grace, full of hope. And so it just gives me something to hold on to for the day or the week or the year or whatever it is.
No, that's so good. How would people access those devotionals?
Just online, you can join up. He's written some books about grace, which are great, but his devotionals are just online.
Like on an email or...
Yeah, okay. And they literally are just around a verse with just something really encouraging for the day.
Yeah, that's good. Bite-sized is key.
Yeah. Because for me, in the holidays can probably tackle more, but in a school day, I just need something small that's going to really, give me some hope or whatever it is I need for that day. So, and then, as you say, I love worshipping. So, and a lot of worship songs are based around the Bible, aren't they?
Yeah, so, well, of course, yeah. That's good. I don't particularly, unless there's anything else you particularly wanted to talk through, there's actually not much more I necessarily want to say. I'm just thinking if there's things I haven't asked or things we haven't touched on.
And one thing I was thinking about was, on the whole theme of worship, is about something God spoke to me with pioneering and with the team at Hope. Mm-hmm. You know, he spoke to me about Monday morning, let's do some worship together every Monday morning. So just, I just think there's something very powerful about putting worship in terms of, you know, welcoming the presence of God into whatever situation it is. And certainly when things have been tricky or whatever, time in the car worship, I find it, you know, very powerful for me. Mm. That's how I kind of really connect with the presence of God, so...
No, I love that. I mean, same.
My kids and Paul kind of, I think, slightly get despair of me because I have a certain CD that I just have in the car. And it has to be a CD because I find trying to fiddle around with my phone when I'm in a rush, I'm like trying to connect or get on the Premier radio or whatever. But a CD, stuff it in. And it'll probably be a CD for a few months that I just really... But then Hannah said to me, she said, "Mum, actually, I've decided that's quite a good idea, so I'm doing that now too."
Oh, so, that's so
the
nice.
Power of the worship CD.
I love that. I mean, it's nice to just have it on, isn't it? I find that if I have it on, my kids all start singing and, you know.
And then, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and a specific part of the worship song is kind of there, and it just, just kind of giving you whatever it is you need. So,
connect. And, that's so good. It's interesting because a lot of people have said getting out into nature is the thing, going for walks and things like that. I get the impression, Susanna, that you are quite a busy lady, and I know you were on half term now and it's slightly different, but do you find in the busyness of life that it's things like your commute and, you know, those moments where, because you don't have a lot of free time and you often are late after school and, you know, the busyness of life gets in the way. So how is it the sort of those moments where you get to get into the presence of God, I suppose?
Yes, I kind of have to be quite intentional. So I am a morning person anyway, so I do choose to get up that bit earlier and just have a little bit of I also like to get up slowly because the day is so busy. I just need a slow, you know, so then, and then I kind of, like you say, walk into the bus or walking back from the bus or whatever.
So you get the bus into Wormwood?
Yeah, right, okay. So, yeah, that can be a good time. And then I try, when I get to work, to put some worship song on just for a little bit, because I get to work quite early, so I can usually just have a little bit of time before other people are around. Yeah. So, so yes, but I do also love the beach. So if I'm at the weekend, then, or if I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, then the beach is somewhere I would go, definitely. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I just love the sea and the beach. And I'm really lucky.
Yeah.
Beautiful Southampton Western Shore Beach just around the corner. So, that'll be something I'll do. But that's probably more at the weekends, really. So.
Yeah, and do you feel like, because I definitely believe that this is true, but do you feel or sense that when, because you're walking with the presence of God, that has an impact on your day-to-day in terms of the children you teach, the parents that you interact with, you know, how does that affect what you do daily?
Massively, because I think what we're trying to do at Hope is really exciting and really, really new in terms of establishing a kind of school of Christian designation right in the city centre, but it comes with big challenges and they can be overwhelming. And so I just find God kind of just the daily bread thing, and the smallest detail to the biggest detail, you know, to down to how am I going to teach this, or this conversation with the parent, or the timing of this, or getting enough adults to go on my trip, or getting funding for something, or down to Ofsted are coming. You know. And he clearly said to me that day, because we were very fearful, both Steve and I particularly, and he said to me, you are ready. You know, so I just think I love what I'm doing there, but I just could not do it without him and his empowerment and his wisdom. Hugely.
Wow, just hearing him speak and, that's so good. I think I probably need a bit more of that in my daily. I love the idea also that you hear God for the year ahead. So like almost that you allow, so it's having a word for the year group or whatever. It sort of gives you a vision to, or not work towards, but to sort of stand in.
Yeah, stick it on my diary.
Yeah.
So that, you know, every day I'm like, oh yes.
It's like I remember, like, Joy's prophetic activation for January was about getting a word for the year. And I really love that because it's also something to hold on to, isn't it? Great. Well, that's fantastic.
Thank you, Vix.
thank you for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.